Bob Colwell is here from the Texas Department of Transportation. Thanks to Trooper Jimmy Morgan for bringing him over. And Jimmy, it was quite a night Saturday night.
Yes, I actually thought it was a great time to bring Bob to take some of the heat off of me. But it's the time of year, obviously. Our departments work closely together to try to keep the highway safe as possible. So I thought I'd invite Bob to look over some things. That's what's been going on with TxDOT and where they stand and what's coming up, what they have coming up, especially with the I'm hearing 28 degrees tonight. So,
well, I'd like to get into I love the minutia and the trivia and so forth. I don't know if you have any sort of idea how many tons of sand and salt and how much time, I mean, just the amount of resources that were poured into trying to get things cleared up.
We don't know at this time because we're still working the event. We're geared up, prepared to go tonight. That will be an after effect that we will come back and do, and I can get you those statistics once we have them. But I want to let everybody know that our trucks are ready, and in all our 10 counties, our crews will be working tonight. We'll be out monitoring bridges, overpasses, in shady areas. We want everybody that is going, if you don't have to go out, don't. That is the best thing that I can tell you. But if you do have to go out, check your road conditions at www.drivetexas.org, or you can call 1-800-452-9292 and receive the same information. I've got some winter driving safety tips I'd like to pass along to folks.
In addition to staying home.
Yes, if you do get out, this is the first thing you want to do is you want to reduce your speed. Speed limits are based on normal road and weather conditions, not winter road conditions. We want you to maintain at least 3 times the normal following distance on snow or ice. We want you to watch carefully for us out there that are working, putting the sand in the magnesium chloride. It's actually not a sand. It is a aggregate 5 rock that we put out there. And these things, they're in chip spreaders, and what they do is they shoot out everywhere. So that's why we ask you to stay at least 200 feet behind us, because it will pelt your car if you come upon us.
And what does this kind of material do that sand or old rock salt back in the day?
Correct. We don't use salt anymore because that tends to harm the bridges. What we do is we use this grade 5 aggregate. We use that during the condition. The magnesium chloride is something that we can put on the bridges or overpasses or on any ramps or any shady areas that it gives you. It's kind of a pre-treatment. So, and then in some cases, we'll put both on it. It just depends on the situation.
For instance, in North Texas, what was the material that they used?
They were using both the aggregate and they were using the magnesium chloride up there.
And then around here, then, you can use these compounds even ahead of the event then?
No, sir. Well, even though we might have some material that is on the roadway, if they go to freezing, they will freeze up. So you have to put new material on the roadway. So the magnesium chloride is something that you can only do within like 30 to 40 minutes of when the storm hits. It's the kind of prep. And then the thing that gives you the most traction is that rock that helps you get along those areas.
Okay, go ahead and continue then, in addition to staying far away from those trucks.
Yes, sir. And if you start to slide, ease off the gas pedal or brakes, steer into the direction of the skid until you feel you have regained traction, then straighten your vehicle out. And the last thing I want to leave folks with is if for some reason you get stranded out there or you have an incident, stay in your vehicle until emergency personnel get there. We had saw this past weekend that a 10-year-old boy, his mother, slipped on some ice in Austin. Then he got out of the vehicle and was struck and killed by another vehicle that lost control coming over that. So TxDOT safety is our top priority along with DPS, and we are always preaching that please stay safe. In the safest place that you can be is in that vehicle.
Well, a couple of numbers I like to add to that. Obviously, respect the TxDOT when they're out there. And when we were talking about speed, 32% of our fatality crashes last year was due to some type of speeding activity, whether it be unsafe or failed to control speed. So speed remains one of our top contributing factors. And obviously, like Bob was saying, the speed limits that we have in our highway for ideal, great conditions, and obviously we don't have that right now. So, you know, I'd encourage people to stay off the road and when they're out there. And the cushioning around you makes a whole, I mean, look down the highway. So many people just look what's in front of their vehicle and they react late. If you go look 12 seconds, we recommend a 12 second if you can, and see things happening where you can start making adjustments before you get to that danger zone. And that'll keep you a lot of times out of crash, not be involved in a crash.
And Bob, tell us the website again and the phone number for the road conditions.
The website is drivetexas.org and the phone number is 1-800-452-9292.
Do you have a secondary number to report any kind of a hazard, or do y'all do that? Or they just call the Sheriff's Department?
Yes, sir. They'll just call the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, and then they'll dispatch us, yeah.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right, very good. Appreciate the update from both of you. And again, the bottom line is if you don't have to get out, don't.
Yes, sir. Go home and watch the Cowboys.
Yeah, whether you love them or hate them. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Or both.
Yes, sir.